the text we are going from the second chapter of Upadesha Sahasra. Upadesha is the teaching. Sahasri really? 1,000. So it is not 1,000 teachings. It is one teaching in 1,000 verses. Teaching is one. You are all that you seek is a teaching. And it is spread over 1,000 verses. As I said in the morning, it is the one text that is universally recognized by all scholars as being an authentic Prakarna Grantha by Adishankara. There are a lot of books attributed to him. From Bhajagovindam onwards, Eka Shloki, Dasha Shloki, Bhajagovindam, Bhatrakshanadu. If you look at most of them, they don't fit into Shankara's style of teaching. It is within the parampara, they are all great texts. But when you look at it scholarly, it doesn't gel with what Shankara's style is. Upadesha Sahasri is one text which is universally accepted as his. It's a great text. There is something in it for the beginner and the advanced. There's something in it for both. How many of you are completely new to Vedanta? Okay. Alright, so let us start the text and I will weave in things as necessary. Sukhamasinam Ramanam Brahmanishtam Kaschid Brahmachari Janma Marana Lakshana Samsara Nirvrinaha Mumukshu Vidivat Upasannaha Prapaccha Bhagavan Katamaham Samsarat Mokshe. See this one. Sukhamasinam Ramanam Brahmanishtam. This is Brahmana. Whenever in the Shastra Brahmana etc. is mentioned, it is not by Jagma nor by Karma. If you remember the Gita, it is a Chatur Varne Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Vibhaga Yoga. On the basis of Guna and Karma, nowhere it is said by Jagma. So who is a Brahmana? Sattva Guna Pradana. One who is predominantly sattvic, calm, peaceful, active, yeah, dynamic, but calm. Okay. It's not that calm and peaceful he has to be. Okay. That's what we are talking about. You can be in the midst of all activities and still be calm and peaceful. Okay. That type of a person who is committed to dharma, etc. That is a person, Brahmana. And this man is also Brahmanishtam, rooted in the knowledge of Brahman. Okay. In the knowledge of the truth, the knowledge of the reality, he is rooted in it, completely at home with it. And therefore, Sukhamasinam, Masaram hoke baitha. You know, sometimes when you are in the Ganges bank, kya padana hai? Why should we teach also? Rishikesh, Uttarkashi and all are places where you keep quiet and listen to the Ganga. Can you hear?
Yes.
Listen to the Ganga. You already want to teach. It's really. Anyway, so Sukhamasinam. This Brahmanishtha was sitting on Aram. Sukhamasinam. Kaschid Brahmachari. Some Brahmachari. Now Brahmacharya can refer to your first stage in life, student, that's not the guy referred here. Because there is no mention of age, etc. Brahmani yo charati. Brahma marge yo charati. Meaning, one who is following Veda, the Veda. Here, Brahman stands for the Veda. One who follows the Veda. Meaning, basically spiritually oriented, if I can use that word. Rishikesh, we don't use words like spiritual orientation now. It's not the correct thing to do here. Okay. One who is living a life of dharma, etc. Who wants to know more about life and its meaning? Such a person, he says, janma, marana, lakshana, samsara, nirvinna. One who had a certain sense of vairagya from the samsara, which is characterized by janma, marana, birth and death. If you look at it, there is no real samsara. There is samsara. In the ashrams, when we were students, we had a joke. When does a brahmachari become a samsari? When he runs after samsari, exactly. When he runs after samsari, he runs. The same can be said for the brahmacharini also, okay? The idea is, hey, life is life. There is a big issue about it. There is no real samsara, but there is a samsari, alright. A person who feels a sense of finitude. When you are young, for want of things, you feel less about yourself. I don't have a job, I don't have a partner, I don't have this, I don't have that. Therefore, I am unhappy. Nowadays, a bit more. I have less Facebook likes. I have been trolled on the media, social media. I'm happy. Somebody else has got 10,000 friends. But that guy is also lonely. Half a dozen good friends are better than 10,000 social, you know, Facebook friends. So, but it is always presented as janma marana, birth and death. Why? Both you are not consulted about, both you are helpless about. Your birth, what control do you have? Just imagine. You know, people, new age, they talk about choosing your parentage, choosing the experiences in life. What choosing? Very little choices available. By your karma, past karma, you have to get these experiences. Therefore, these experiences can be had with this given set of parents in Mumbai, or this set of parents in Melbourne, or this set of parents in New York. So now, how much choice do you have? Between these three, you can choose. Maximum. And you chose. And that couple is saying, next 5 years I don't want to have kids. Or they are saying, double income, no kids. We are going to be a dink couple. Double income but no kids. Abhi kya karega? Where is your choice gone? So birth you are helpless about. I don't want to be born. I like it here. In the other dimension that I am in. Sorry, time up. But I wanted that couple needs another 5 years. Forget it. Your time is up here. Tomorrow you have to leave. So you will go somewhere else. The other two couples are there. Birth you are helpless about. Death? People who don't want to die are close. Last year my mother decided, enough of living, I want to die, I want to go. So what did she do? Stop eating and drinking. Come, enough. You have the choice. She's lived a full life, 90. But she had to wait 3 months. Can you imagine someone surviving without food and drink for 3 months? Prarabdha keeps you alive, prana keeps you alive. Helpless with respect to birth and death. So your helplessness is what you call samsara. And this I take as my helplessness. You don't say birth and death, I don't have a choice, but I am okay. You don't say that. This feeling of finitude, this feeling of helplessness, this feeling of not being in control, that is samsara. And what is in your control? Nothing. All control is an illusion. People want the recording now. Are you sure it is on here or no? It is supposed to be a Bluetooth, it's supposed to record. God knows. Hoega nahi hoega. Bhushan is doing his best. Mayur is there to help him. He is also there. Gopal Krishna is also there. Here he is. But are you sure it will happen? You don't have control over it. What do you have control over? God forbid, but there can be a time I can't lift my hand. It can be a simple frozen shoulder to a stroke. What control you have? And all that is my problems. This taking all this as my problems. This guy is unhappy for want of a partner. Arey yaar, I'm in love with this girl, she is married to somebody else. And her husband is waiting. When will my divorce come through? This guy is unhappy because he doesn't have her yet. That guy is unhappy because she has not been able to get rid of her yet. If the poor girl is confused in between, I don't blame her. One guy wants to get rid of her, one guy wants to get rid of her. What is this? Whatever my situation in life, I blame my situation for my unhappiness. My condition in my life to be unhappy. So one 60-year-old man was asked, has any of your dreams been fulfilled? Yeah, one. What is that? Well, as a child, I wanted to become bald. That has been true. Even if all your dreams are fulfilled, what will happen? You know, I was reminded of this story because yesterday I saw that kid who told me this. Now he is a strapping young man. Satish Bhai's grandson. Your grandson. Okay. I was here in 2004 when he was a 10-year-old kid. So he went out for dinner. And the guy, which 10-year-old guy is not a foodie, tell me. Enjoy the good food. He had a food meal. And the father asked him, beta, have you had enough? You won't feel hungry again now? No, dad. I am not going to even talk about food for 1 hour. We human beings are the same. God, give me this thing. I will never ask you for anything else. And you got it. Until the next desire comes, you would ask. The wanting heart is samsara. The empty heart is samsara. The lonely heart is samsara. The hurt heart is samsara. The upset samsara. The angry one samsara. The submissive one, samsara. The aggressive guy, samsara. The happy one, also samsara. Because happiness is dependent on something or the other. When that thing goes, happiness goes. Therefore, this guy, recognizing that I am blaming my situations for my problems, not recognizing that the problem is centered around what I am thinking and feeling, not recognizing that, I am blaming the world out, kumduesu, like, you know. Looking at that, he says, samsara nirvrimaha. He gains a certain objectivity, a certain vairagya. He says the problem is not out there. The problem is my heart, the lonely heart, the upset heart. Problem is me. I am having the issue of samsara. And look at this. You may have decided what will make you happy. All our life we have done that. I want this, I want that. I want to get rid of this, get rid of that. Then I will become happy. Did you ever decide that you must become happy? What will make you happy, you decided. But did you ever decide, I want to be happy? There is a given. The search for happiness is a given. You may decide, example, you may decide what to eat. You didn't decide to be hungry. You found yourself hungry. And if you are hungry, there is not a cause for complaint. Not getting food can be a cause for complaint. Do you ever complain? Go to your doctor and say, doctor, I don't know what is wrong with me. At breakfast time, I am very hungry. Then, by 1 o'clock, I am hungry again. By 4, 5, again, I feel hungry. I am waiting for dinner, I am hungry. I don't know what is wrong with me, doctor. Please do something about it. Does anyone say that? But if you find you are not getting hungry, then you will go to your doctor. What is wrong with me? I am not feeling hungry. How you satisfy your hunger is a different thing. Ye Rishikesh hai, sadhu log, bhiksha mein jaao, dal roti mil raha hai. Today by the time you went to the kshetra, food is over. Theek hai, aaj ekadashi mana lenge, Ganga mein pani bahut hai. Plenty of water in the Ganga. Today will be ekadashi, I'll fast. So how do you fulfill your hunger? Choices are many. Now I'm a vegetarian. I want my vegetarian food. I want sushi. I want my momos. You can choose. In Rishikesh, all is available. You want Italian food in Rishikesh? I'll show you where to. Everything is available. That is in terms of what to eat. But you didn't decide to become hungry. You found yourself getting hungry. Hunger is natural, and if there is something natural, the fulfillment also should exist. Thirst is natural, fulfillment exists. Other biological needs are natural, fulfillment exists. Yeah, there are certain social structures, etc. Fine. But it exists, fulfillment exists. Your need for fulfillment, for happiness, the back of all that, fulfillment has to exist. Centered around me. And he also recognizes, this young man, I have done a lot of things in life. I got a lot of things. All of them gave me a temporary sense of fulfillment. Nothing permanent. Like that young boy. For 1 hour, I will not talk about food. And the funny part of it is, we came out of the restaurant and there's an ice cream parlor right in front. Better? Ice cream? Huh, ice cream I can have. The guy who said 1 hour he'll not talk about food. Okay. But ice cream is always placed for. Human heart is same. God, one European trip. Went, came back, posted all your photographs on the Facebook, this, that, that, everything. And then, my Lord, I'm trying to save up for my next trip. I know, and one of my students, he went to a trip to Europe and came. Then he came with me near Bombay, Asangaon, in that area, to check out some land for an ashram setup. And we are driving down. I said, Swamiji, this is as beautiful as any European place. I said, you have not seen all of India. There are places even more beautiful. Beautiful, beauty of nature is there all over the world. No country, no state, no continent has exclusive rights for it. God given everywhere. So we are always looking forward, but this, we have got some, we are happy until the next one. So this person now decides, the problem is not in what I have or what I don't have. The problem is centered in my heart. I am the issue. If I am the problem, I must be the solution. So when will I become totally happy? When my happiness is not conditioned by time and space. It's not limited by time and space. So we all came here, Rishikesh, everyone said, told me, what a beautiful place. Swamiji, thank you for getting us here. It's so beautiful. You're all happy here. Happy here? Until someone found a big lizard in their room. I said, we have come to their place. Now at the most you'll find a lizard in your room. When I was staying here, you'll get snakes going all over. And you'll pick up the snake from the tail and go and leave it outside. We have come to their place, no? This is supposed to be forest land, okay? All this forested area. Himalayas. And ask the local people here. I already had one guy, I know he is going to come and speak to me. Because it happens every time. And I come here, at least 3-4 people will come. Swamiji, you are from Bombay. Huh, yes. Will I get a job in Bombay? I know how to drive. Gaadi chala sakta hai. Will I get a job? And always my response is, where do you want to leave this place and come to Bombay? Bombay, what is there? Mayapuri. Swamiji, idhar kya hai? What is there here? There is mountain, there is water, nothing else. Believe me, if you have to live here for a year, you will find the same issues. Like all the students who have come for the full-time course. Now right now you find it very beautiful. Wait, post-monsoon, when you are get eaten alive by mosquitoes. Better take precaution because it's malarial. Very malarial area. Part of the game. So this is the condition. It is not any happiness you have in terms of object, time, place, anything you say. You all have heard about this. Heard this from me before. There is no object called happiness, there is no time, there is no place. It is my response to situation. So if it has to be unconditional, that means it has to be limitless. The limitless cannot stand apart from me. I have to be the limitless. It's a premise right now, we will prove it during the then why am I feeling so finite? If the limitless has to include me, meaning I have to be the limitless, because you can't have parts in limitlessness, then it should be me. If I am the limitless, why am I feeling so finite? Kuch gadbad hai. Therefore, vijnanartham, to understand, guru meva vivacche kshatriyam brahmanishtam. He goes to a guru who is a kshatriya, well versed in the scriptures, and brahmanishtam, rooted in this knowledge. Knowledge of Brahman is rooted in such a person. He goes, how does he go? He says, Sudara nirvanaha mukha vidivat upasannaha. Vidivat, in the proper manner. The Upanishad has said, Samit Panihi, he goes with firewood in his hand. Upanishadic times, 6000 BC minimum. Why firewood? Because firewood is used continuously in an ashram setup, for cooking, for rituals, for wood, firewood. So now don't come with firewood. And we don't use firewood in the kitchen, we use gas. Achha, now I know. I'll carry a gas cylinder and put this up. That's not the idea. The idea is, I'm willing to do what it takes. I'm willing to do what it takes. I'm not going to crib about things. I'm going to crib about things. Because those days, an ashram was around, everyone would do things. When I studied with Tarangiri, Tarangiri said, everyone works in this ashram, including me. Tarangiri is Swamiji's guru, okay? So he would make the tea in the morning. 5 o'clock, first cup of tea. You better be ready by 5 after bath and everything. Otherwise, you will get tea, tea will get cold. Now you know why some people in ashrams give up drinking tea. That's how you think. Yeah, you think that they give up tea for any other reason, this is how it comes. That was his way of maintaining discipline in the, that everyone is ready by 5. Poor Swamiji, I used to cook for him. You have to eat my cooking. So, we are willing to do what it takes, that's the idea, the attitude. Vidivad upasannaha mean, in the proper prescribed manner, meaning I am willing to do whatever it takes. I come here to learn, that's it. A lot of things happening, I come here to learn. Plus, I have all the sadhana chatushtaya. Oh, I am prepared spirit. Viveka, Vairagya. We all know all that. Shat Sampatti, Mumukshutva. All this is there. So when the teacher teaches, I understand all that. Don't worry. Nobody, and I mean nobody, has ever joined the ashram, even as a full-timer, 100% qualified. How do you know that? I know myself. Okay, when I joined, every batch that Pooja Swamiji conducted in India from 72 onwards, I have seen. From 72 onwards to 2012, 13 was the last one, no? Yeah, 2012. I see the students from all over. Nobody comes 100% prepared. Nobody comes 100% unprepared also. People are in between. Preparation happens along with the step. The more prepared you are, the better you will be. That's why we are doing some meditation, etc. For preparation. Meditation is done to prepare. Prepare you for the learning. ಕೆ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಪ್ರಜ್ಞೆ ವಿಲ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಮೋರ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಇಟ್. ಯೋಗ ಚಿತ್ತವೃತ್ತಿ ನಿರೋಧ, ಮಾಸ್ಟ್ರಿ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಯೋಗ, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮಾಸ್ಟ್ರಿ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಯು ನೀಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಸ್ಟಡೀಸ್. ಸೊ ಯೋಗ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಪ್ರಿಪರೇಷನ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಸ್ಟಡಿ ಆಫ್ ವೇದ. ದಟ್ಸ್ ಹೌ ದ ಟ್ರೆಡಿಷನ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಲುಕ್ಡ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಇಟ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಿಪರೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್, ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ 100 ವೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ಡ್ ಮೈಂಡ್, ಯು ಆರ್ ಎ ಯೋಗಿ ಆಲ್ ರೈಟ್, ವೆದರ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಟಚ್ ಯುವರ್ ಟೋಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್. You master your mind, then you are fine. Therefore, vidivat upasanna, with all the necessary things inside, with the right attitude to study, with the commitment to do what it takes, okay, with all that, he comes to it. And prapachya, he asked, what did he ask? Hey Bhagavan, katamaham samsarat mokshe. How am I going to get free from this samsara? Now he knows, the teacher may turn around and say, samsara kidhar hai? Nahi hai. So, the student himself is clarifying what he means by samsara. This is a term he has used. He has to clarify that. Because if you go south, to the south of India, southern part of India, I'll have this man coming to me saying, Swamiji, I got my samsara now. Common, no? Samsara means wife. And they look at her and say, she's a bigger samsara for you, no? And she smiles. She doesn't say anything, she smiles, that's all. So what is samsara? And if they really thought picking up a partner in life is samsara, then why are they, after all their children, to get married? I don't understand. If they think that is samsara, if they don't think it, that's fine. But if they think it is, why are you insisting on the kids in getting married? That seems like, you know, perpetuation of ragging. I've been ragged when I went in my first year. So just like when the pressures come, I'll rank them. And when they become 1 year senior, they'll rank their pressures. It seems like that. Since I support, you also better support. Anyway, jokes apart, he's clarifying what he means by samsara. He says, Sharire Indriya Vishya Vedanavan Jagrite ದುಃಖಂ ಅನುಭವಾಮಿ ತಥಾ ಸ್ವಪ್ನೆ ಅನುಭವಾಮಿ ಪುನಃ ಪುನಃ ಸುಷುಪ್ತಿ ಪ್ರತಿಪತ್ಯ ವಿಶ್ರಮ್ಯ ವಿಶ್ರಮ್ಯ. ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಶರೀರ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯ ವಿಷಯ ವೇದವಾನ್ ಜಾಗೃತೆ ದುಃಖಂ ಅನುಭವ. ಶರೀರಂ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ಗನ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ಮೀನ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ವಿಷಯ ವೇದನಾವಾನ್, ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಮ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ವೇದನಾ, ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ಇಶ್ಯೂ. ಸೊ ವೇದನಾವಾನ್ ಜಾಗೃತೆ ಇನ್ ದ ವೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ ದುಃಖಂ ಅನುಭವ. ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಾರೋ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್. ವಿ ಲುಕ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ and pine for what is not. Our sweetest songs are those that tell of saddest thoughts. Sherry, Kaila. This is my end. Our sweetest joys with some pain is fraught. This is human lot. There's always some pain. The greatest joys you have has got a taint, a brush stroke of sorrow in it. Such a beautiful thing. It's going to come to an end. Minimum. Minimum that much. It's always something. Therefore, he says, Jagrite, in the waking state, Dukkhaman, Anubhavami. Tatha Swapne, dream also. Then what happens? Again and again, he says, Sushupti Pratipatteya. In deep sleep, I get some Vishramya. I get some break. Sleep is a great break for me. Why? In sleep there is no sorrow. When you are really asleep, nothing is keeping you awake. In fact, you are very fulfilled in deep sleep. Look at it. You know, look at how you prepare to go to sleep. Is it just that you go, throw your clothes off, fall into bed and go to sleep? Is that how people do it? They'll arrange everything, the fan exactly what they want, a sheet to cover, the light. This is a great preparation for sleep. Brush your hair 1,000 times, that is outdated now advice. Some people have some hot milk, all that for what? You'll get a good sleep. Correct? There's some preparation about it. Not like it. Okay, Dina, okay, pillow, okay, go. Nobody does that. And when you get up, you just open your eyes, come out of there and start doing things. You hit the snooze button. At least once. I say many people, keep alarm, 5 o'clock, why? The ashram, I'll get up and go to the temple. 5 o'clock alarm goes, snooze. That's alright. I understand, but you know, you want to wake up soon. After 10 minutes, it goes again. Again, snooze. Because 6:30 you start getting worried, hey, I have to get ready. 7 o'clock is class, chala, chala, chala. That's called disturbed sleep. Don't keep that success. Nobody, there's a reluctance to come out of sleep. The preparation to go into sleep and the reluctance to come out shows what? Sleep is a joyful state. But that's only 1/3. Dream and waking. In fact, in sleep also some of it goes in dream. Majority is waking, dukkham, finitude, longings, aversion, get rid of these things. The tension starts, my mother-in-law is coming, oh my God. So you send her a mail. I'm getting the house painted, etc. So maybe it's better if you come a bit later. Don't worry, I'll come and help you with all that. Had it.
You want to keep it away?
Can't keep it away. Okay. Oh, sorry. In this camp, I should say daughter-in-law is coming. Yeah. You're all in a minority. Now what to do? Okay. Therefore, jagrate dukkhamana bhavan. किम आयमेव मम स्वभावः किम वा अन्य स्वभावस्य ततो नैमित्तिकः इति यदि स्वभावः नमे मोक्षाशा स्वभावस्य अवर्जनीयत्वात् अथ नैमित्तिकः निमित्त परिहारे मोक्षोपपत्तिः किम अयमेव मम स्वभाव इज दिस माय नेचर संसार माय फाइनिटी यू नो द एम्प्टी हार्ट द लोनली हार्ट इज दैट माय नेचर किम वा अन्य स्वभावस्य और एम आई ऑफ सम अदर नेचर सत अन्य स्वभावस्य एंड this what I am feeling, samsara, naimittikam. Naimittikam means it is because of a given reason, some reason, a nimitta. Nimitta means something that is instrumental. Okay. Is my voice really that loud or is it because of the mic? It is because of the mic. Therefore, mic becomes a nimitta to make my voice loud. Why? Why is this important? Yadi swabhava. Now he is making a vikalpa. This is the style. Shankara style typically. If it is my nature, finitude is your nature, your heart is supposed to be empty. sometimes it's not, sometimes not. This is it. Yadi nainitikaha, then name moksha asha. I would not have a desire for moksha, for freedom from this. Why? Svabhavasya avarjaneyatva. What is natural to you, you don't want to get rid of. You want to get rid of your hunger? Yeah, once every 4 hours, nothing more. That's why I said that, that you're hungry is not a matter for complaint. So that's your nature. What is your nature you're happy with? That you get a good night's sleep, do you want to get rid of that? What is natural you don't want to get rid of? What is unnatural to you, you'll always want to get rid of. All of us are peace-loving people. All of us are very accommodating of other people. Your roommates, your room partners, etc. Very accommodating people, correct? In your eye socket, you have such a big eye bottle. Very accommodating. Let a dust particle go in. After all, you are spiritual students, Vedanta students. Be accommodating to that dust particle. Can you be? Why? It is not my swabhava. It is not my nature to have dust in my eyes. You will reject it. What is unnatural, you will reject. What is alien to you, you will reject. And there's one champion in USA who wants to reject everyone. Who will run his factory is God knows. He rejects everyone. He wants to trump everyone, but yeah, I think he will get trumped. At least I hope so. But the alien you reject. Therefore he says, Ataha naimittika. If it is because of a nimitta, then nimitta parihare. If I remove that nimitta, then moksha upapatti. Then I am free. I am no more bound by samsara. Look at it. This much thinking he has had. Is it my nature to be a samsari or am I a samsari? Feeling what? And my natural urge shows I must be free. Why? As I said, I didn't desire it to be happy. I found myself wanting to be happy. Nobody has to tell a child or an adult for that matter, what you are wanting is happiness. You have to work for happiness. Anyone has to be told that? Yeah, but we do things like this. You ask a child, beta, when you grow up, what do you want to be? The child says, happy. What do you tell the child? Yeah, yeah, that is fine. But what do you want to be? And the child is very honest. He recognizes it. I want to be happy. But what do you want to become happy? What do you want to become happy? That becoming is samsara. Okay. What do you want to become happy? That is what you choose. That you choose on the basis of your own samskaras. You choose on the basis of your environment. These two real things you will choose. Okay. This much he has said. Okay. The Guru straight away starts off. Okay. Tan Guru Vacha. Shru Vatsa. Natu Ayam Svabhava. Nai Vittikaha. The Kintu is added, understood. To him the Guru says, hey child, youngster, champion, Vatsa literally means beta. Kya say? Beta. Natva, I am Svabhava. It is not your nature. It is Naimitika. It is because of some reason. Acha, that is hopeful. Samsara is because of some reason. That means if I can get rid of the reason, I will be free from samsara. Okay, what is it? Iti uktaha Sishya vachaha Kim nimittam Kim vatasya nivartikam Kova mama svabhavaha Yasmin nimitte Nivartite Naimitika abhavaha Roga nimirta Nimirta viva Rogi svabhava prasipadyati
Rogi svabhava prasipadyati.
When the Guru has just said it is not your nature, that's all. He says, now the student is actual, he wants to know it all. He says, Iti uktaha sishya uvacha. Having heard this much and the Guru has told him, he says, what? Kim nimittam? What is the reason for it? Kim va tasya nivartaka, more important question. How can I get rid of it? What is there to get rid of it? Kova mama svabhavaha, what is my nature? Yasmin nimitte nivartate naimitika abhava. Why do I want to know it? Because nimittika abhave naimitika abhava. When the nimitta is gone, nimitta also becomes like a cause, instrument. That is cause. Effect will go. Burn the cloth, I don't have to burn kurta separately. If I burn the cloth of the kurta, do I have to burn the kurta separately? Gone. Patadahe, purtada. Same way. If I negate the reason for samsara, exactly, give the reason also. You see, rogi, roga nimitta nivartatva. If the reason for that illness, I'm getting fever, shivering, etc., reason is malaria. Malaria is not your nature. It will be caused by this parasite. Therefore, negate the parasites, you are healthy. Back to your health. Okay, this is medical definition of health. What medical definition of health? Absence of disease. Okay, that health doesn't talk about your fitness and things like that. Okay, let's talk about health. It's important definition. Why? Because that is baseline. After that only you can base. Oh, I can run a marathon tomorrow if necessary. So today I have malaria, can you run a marathon tomorrow? No. Therefore, baseline definition of health, absence of disease is important. Okay? Therefore, sabhavam pratipadyate, your natural state of feeling free from illness, etc. comes into. So similarly, now he wants, what is the samsara roga? And how can I get freedom from that? Okay? What is the reason I want to know? Because that I attack. Very clear, no? Take care of the cause, effects goes. This is the main guy. Let me handle the main guy. Others is automatically taken care of. Okay? Class is up to what time? Thank you. Okay. We are still at 5 minutes. So, Guru Vacha Avidya Nimittam Vidyatasya Nivartika Avidyayam Nivartadayam Nimitatva Abhava Mokshasye Janma Marana Lakshana Satna Jagrut Dukkham Janna Anubhavashyasi Iti. The Guru says, what is the Guru saying? Avidya Nimittam. You don't know who you are, what you are. And vidya tasya nivartakam, knowledge is the answer. If ignorance is a problem, knowledge has to be the answer. And avidyayam nivartarayam, if I negate that ignorance, then what happens? Tan nimittaha abhava. And the nimitta for samsara is gone, samsara will go. What is samsara? What you said? Janma marana lakshana. Jagrat svapna dukkha, all that will disappear. That means avidya is the main cause for samsara. It's just still a premise here. It is not explained, it is explained. If avidya is the problem, Knowledge is the solution. So that, how it will be, etc. What is the seed, locus, what is the ignorance about? We will see. Break it up.